The Twisted Podcast is sponsored by Simple Fly Life, where decluttering and frugality is for freedom. Amity has been helping others find the benefits of freedom, more time, more money, and less stress since our first book in the Minimize series titled Minimize, Kill Your Debt, Live Your Dream was published. Simple Fly Life exists to help others find the same freedoms through living better with less and fiscal responsibility. Simple Fly Life works with groups, families, and individuals to impart the philosophy and tools that can create freedom and the benefits of more time, more money, and less stress. Reach out to Amity at simplefly-life.com. I am chatting with Amity from Simple Fly Life. How are you?
I'm doing great, Trina. How are you today?
I think I'm okay. I'm kind of curious about something you had posted the other day. It was a picture of your office, which was at the library.
Right. Yes. I work remotely some days, and I don't have an actual office of my own, so I either work from home or I work at a remote location. And that day I was at Schweitzer Brentwood Library here in Springfield and had a blast.
That's good. Now, I want to know what you have as far as tips go for someone that might be working remote or have an office at home, because sometimes it can be easy to fall out of any sort of routine or structure, and that could impact your workday.
Oh, you are quite right. Yes, structure is key. So one of the deals I make with myself is I get up and get dressed, regardless if I'm going to work at home or if I am going to go somewhere to work. So I'm ready for the day. Also, I find it very helpful to get out of my own house, because it's so tempting to run a load of laundry or catch up the dishes, but all that takes away from my focus and from my work. So I find that, for instance, when I go to the library, I can get so much done in such a brief amount of time just because there's no distractions. I'm kind of in my own little bubble, if you will, and I can really dig in and focus hard. So it's great.
More tips on working remotely from Amity with Simple Fly Life after a quick word from our sponsor.
Now leasing Trails Bend Apartments, offering studios, 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, as well as townhomes. Take a tour today, 417-851-1717. Trails Bend Apartments, located at 2621 South Jefferson Avenue.
Back with Amity from Simple Fly Life, talking about working away from the office remotely. And like you were saying, the routine is very important. Get up, get dressed, and start your work. Get that computer going. Although sometimes people don't have a dedicated space at home. So how do you kind of keep that focus if you don't have an actual office when you do have to stay at home and you can't go to the library?
So I do like to try to have certain places in my home where I will work. And I will be honest, I really like working on my couch with my feet propped up. So that's where I do like my social media management, or if I'm going to be brainstorming on writing, I'll do it there. But I also like to work at my kitchen table, just because, kind of like we were talking about before with the structure, I like to be in a position where I feel like I'm alert, on task, and ready to be business-like, even though I might be in my own home.
Now, what about people that have to share space with someone else while they're working at home? Do you have any words of advice? Because a lot of times, kids can pop in, they need something from mom and dad, or the spouse thinks, hey, honey, can you just answer this question for me real quick? And again, that can kind of start making some waves in the process.
It can. Yes, we've had that, both of us, at our house. My husband has an LLC, and then I have my Simple Fly Life business. But we make it work, and we're very patient with each other. You know, there have been times that I have gone in on my husband, who's been working hard, and he's obviously distracted by my presence. And so when I realize that, I am courteous and I back out, but we are patient with each other. And, you know, if you think about it, if you were working in an office, you would have the same sort of interruptions from your coworkers. It's just part of human relationships, human dynamics. And I think it just does well to accept it. And if it's overwhelming and really a big problem for you, then withdraw and try to find a space where you're, you know, you can work in another location other than where that interruption happens.
That's an excellent point. I like that. Human relationships. A good perspective, because you're right. People do pop into your workspace at the office just as much as at home, so you just kind of got to learn to go with the flow on that one. What's something you learned or didn't expect from working remotely?
I really, truly enjoy working at the library. My experience there, especially the one at Schweitzer Brentwood, they have so much resources right there, you know, internet, reference librarians, and oh my goodness, those women and men are so amazing. And just being able to be right in the heart of things. Also, their rooms that they have are usually vacant during business hours during the day. They're kind of more busy on nights and weekends, but you know, you can rent one for up to 4 hours and just get so much done. And it's quiet. It's an automatically quiet environment and just really helps me focus. So I've really enjoyed utilizing the library, and it is such a resource to our community.
Very good. Anything else you can think to share on working remote?
Just whatever you decide, make it work for you. You know, quiet works for me, but somebody may be really invigorated by having some busyness and activity. So, you know, another coffee shop might be a great place to work if being around people is really energizing for you and you can not lose your concentration in a busy atmosphere. So just make it work for you.
Excellent point. Yeah, there are a lot of ways to work remote, and you can be very productive if you make sure you utilize your resources to the best of your abilities. Thanks for your time, Amity.
Thank you, Trina. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
Trails Bend is the new modern apartment and townhome community in Springfield, Mo, based around an active lifestyle, conveniently located off the Greenway Trail. Runners, bikers, and outdoor enthusiasts of all kinds will adore this sophisticated new lifestyle option, offering studios, 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms, even townhomes. Call today to set up your tour, 417-851-1717.
Thanks for listening to the Twisted Podcast. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and always find out more at twistedmedia.life. I'm Trina Wilcox. Until next time, take care.